The Prime Minister Tony Abbott is in London, where he's been in talks with senior members of the British government about security and intelligence issues. Among the most pressing topics they've been talking about is the situation in Ukraine and the crisis in northern Iraq. Europe correspondent Philip Williams has been following those discussions. Phil Williams, the Prime Minister is in London to talk about security. What's been the outcome of those talks?
Well, he's been talking to David Cameron, his counterpart, on the phone. He's on holidays at the moment, but he also saw face-to-face the Defence and Foreign Secretaries here in London. It's basically concentrating on two things, the situation in Ukraine, but especially this problem, serious problem that's facing all nations in northern Iraq with the potential, he says, for genocide. Here's what he had to say about that.
The disposition of the Australian government is to provide what assistance we reasonably can to protect people who are at risk, not just from the elements, from starvation, from dehydration, from exposure on Mount Sinjar, but also people who are at risk from ISIL forces, because plainly, as President Obama has pointed out, this is potential genocide, and Australia should do what it can to protect people from potential genocide.
And Phil, has the Prime Minister given any indication of what form that assistance might take, for instance, military intervention of any sort?
Well, we already know about the commitment of Hercules aircraft. We expect that to happen later this week, and they will be involved in dropping food and water and other provisions to particularly the people trapped on Mount Sinjar. But also, there was another question from another journalist, basically, what other military intervention would you be prepared to use? And he certainly didn't dismiss it. Here's his answer.
We certainly don't rule that out. We're talking to our security partners about what we can usefully do to help. But what I want to stress is that this is a humanitarian cause, protecting people from murder at the hands of ISIL terrorists is a humanitarian cause. Try to ensure that people are not exposed to terrorists who have been crucifying, decapitating, summarily executing people. This is a humanitarian cause.
Now, of course, the other security concern, as you mentioned, that they're talking about is what's happening in Ukraine. What's been the basis of those talks?
Well, really, the immediate concern is this Russian humanitarian convoy, 240 trucks laden, we're told, with relief supplies, particularly for the occupants of the town of Luhansk, which has been basically surrounded by Ukrainian forces. And people there are apparently, we're told, in bad need of whatever aid they can get. However, there is great fear amongst many that this is in some way going to be used as a pretext for some sort of military intervention. And certainly the Prime Minister was of that opinion.
I think we should be sceptical of Russia's intentions, because plainly Russia has been stirring up a world of trouble in eastern Ukraine for many, many months now. All of us are in favour of humanitarian assistance, but no one wants to see what is effectively an invasion under cover of a humanitarian convoy. And if it really is a humanitarian convoy, the Russians plainly need to talk to the Ukrainians, because it's the Ukrainian territory which this convoy is supposedly bound for, and work out an acceptable arrangement with the Ukrainian government.
Phil Williams in London there.